Okay, turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians. As in most of the Pauline epistles, the many times the first chapters in the letter are doctrinal, and then it ends with some great practical truths, practical applications. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, easy verse to memorize, only three words, but it's a big one. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. The disciples were in the garden with the Lord before he was betrayed, and he knew what was ahead, and he said, watch. Will you watch with me in prayer? And of course, they fell asleep. And he went again and challenged them to watch in prayer as he went out to pray, and they fell asleep again. And he again woke them up and instructed them, watch and pray. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know, there's a lot of things to think about when the Bible says pray without ceasing. Wonder what the Lord thinks. When I was a couple years in the Lord, I said to a friend of the family who was maybe one of the most religious people, friends of our family, and she had headed up a Sunday school for years, taught children the Bible, and I knew her as a lady that always, never missed going to church. She went to a weak Presbyterian church, but, you know, even then, someone that went to church every day was pretty unusual. I mean, every Sunday. And I started asking her about, the church where my dad grew up. And I said, do you guys ever have a Wednesday night prayer meeting? And she said, oh, yeah. We had a Wednesday night prayer meeting. And I said, really? Wednesday night prayer meeting? Yeah. Why'd you stop? Well, people stopped coming. People stopped coming. Pray without ceasing. How many, when you think of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, a different subject, but it says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. So much the more. Yes. So much the more. Pray without ceasing. You know, it's one thing to begin praying, but it's another thing to keep praying. One thing to start prayer meeting for our country, and boy, it takes a lot of work to keep that prayer meeting going, doesn't it? Pray without ceasing. Wednesday night prayer meeting. The average Baptist church, they have kids' night on Wednesday night. Nothing wrong with that. But they got all their workers in kids' club and just got a handful of people praying. And pretty soon, they get the message. Praying isn't important. Playing is important. Not praying. You know, kids can pray. Got them in your prayer group? We got some kids that are battling for the next voice. You know, they want to make sure that they get to pray. Pray without ceasing. You know, this means that we're supposed to persevere in prayer. Luke chapter 18. And he spake this parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest her by her continually coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Shall not God avenge his own elect? What a verse for today. Shall not God avenge his own elect? You know, if an unjust judge will respond to the cries of a widow, how much more shall a good and godly God answer the prayers of those who persevere? That's what he's saying, isn't it? How much more shall he answer the prayers of those who persevere? And so continue in persevering prayer. We are very human, very weak. And we like to see quick answers, right? And many times, the answer is that we need to persevere in prayer over time. And it takes a whole lot more faith, I think, to keep praying for 5 years or 10 years than a person who has at a proper moment, prayer, faith, and God answers right away. I just know how it takes much more to persevere in prayer. Pray without ceasing speaks about perseverance in prayer. It talks about praying about everything, Philippians 4. You know, I don't know how Catholic Church figured this out. I mean, unfigured this out. But over the years, I've had a number of people who were saved who were former Catholics, and they tried to tell me that God wasn't interested in little prayers about little things in their life, and that they didn't bother, you know, asking God about a little, what we maybe trite things. Well, that's not what my Bible says. My Bible says that God knows every hair of your head, and he knows when a sparrow falls. And and what does he say in Philippians 4, 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Everything. Wow. Man, you know, it's a great thing to pray. Well, it's a great thing to pray. And it's a great thing to pray about everything. Don't quit praying about everything. Persevere in prayer and pray about everything. Young person, do you pray about your homework? Do you pray about understanding? Do you pray that God would give you the strength to not be lazy, but to make your mind work? Do you pray about everything? That's what Christianity is all about, praying about everything. Paul is giving the instruction to this new church, pray without ceasing. Amen. Wow. That's the power of the Christian. That's the Christian life. You know, the Christian life is rejoice evermore, but it's also pray without ceasing. You know, the Bible tells us that in this spiritual battle, we should be praying always. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 13, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And he tells us one of the keys to standing. And he lists them all. I was in a doctor's office and trying to figure out what was wrong with my hip. And he said, stand on one leg. And I chose to stand on my left leg. And I figured, he said, figured you'd do that. I bet you when you're going up a stair, you start with your left leg. I figured, he says, if you're carrying a load, you start with your left leg, right? I said, yeah. And I can't remember what he did, but he said, just do that. Stand there for a while. You know, and I was a little shaky. And he said, you know, when you get your old, those side muscles get weak. And that's why when you get old, you fall over. He said, you need to build up those side muscles. Well, boy, if you're going to stand against the devil, well, if you don't have the side muscles, you're going to fall over real easy. And one of those muscles is praying always with all prayer and supplication. There's no standing against the devil without lots of prayer. Amen. Lots of prayer, praying always with every kind of prayer and supplication, seeking God's help and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I always like to add the next one, and for me. Because, you know, I think with that saying is that, you know, part of winning the spiritual battle is making sure you're praying for your pastor. Praying for your spiritual leaders. And think how important that is. But pray without ceasing. Praying always is the key to the spiritual battle that we are in. I was glad to hear that there's some other group in town on Friday nights that are praying for our country at Field Park. I don't know if they're still going or not. But you know, prayer. Think we're in a spiritual battle? You know, people can't buy or sell without, in places without a vaccine pass. They're talking about embedding it in people's wrists. They're talking about fining people. I can't remember what it was, $2,800 or $4,000 for not getting the jab. Prime Minister of Austria said, we are going to get everybody vaccinated. Everybody. Even though they know it doesn't stop from transmitting it or from getting it. And its efficacy is limited. They're saying that maybe we're going to have to get one every 6 months. Boy, Pfizer would like that, wouldn't they? Three drug companies are making $975 million every day. Do you know that? That's a lot of money. I'd want to sell them too. Not really. James chapter 5. Praying. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. We should be praying for one another. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Strong prayers, praying with strength, effectual praying. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. Yep, he got discouraged. He was tempted to quit. He got overwhelmed by a wicked woman threatening him. Big tough guy. It says, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on this earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain. Praying, persevering in prayer. I think the picture is that Elijah, he didn't pray once. He just kept on praying, amen? Kept on praying. And it was a fervent prayer. It was a praying in strength. It was not, he was a weak man, but he prayed in faith. Praying. Yes. Pray without ceasing. You know, a prayer is like breathing. Prayer is like breathing. Ever tried not breathing? You know, when you're a kid, you try that kind of foolishness once in a while. You know, try not to breathe. Want to see how long you can, you know, stay afloat without breathing. You know, not me. I want to breathe all I can, at least now. But praying is like breathing. Throughout the day. You know, there are specific kinds of prayers. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop going to prayer meeting. Don't stop your daily prayer life. Don't stop family prayers. Don't stop praying. Pray about everything. Pray about more things than ever. You know, as you get old, you got to pray a lot more. Where did I put that, Lord? Lord, I can't find it. Where is it? Oh, praise the Lord. There it is, right there. Oh, man. I think the Lord has a sense of humor. Pray about everything. And isn't it sad how we know it, but then we don't do it? You know, we can, how many times we see a problem and we stop there? We should pray. Pray right then. We're concerned about someone. That's not the solution. Right then, we ought to pray for them. Amen? Prayer. Prayer is like breathing. You know, prayer is a direct result of walking with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2. Got this new Bible, and I don't know the side of the page everything is on anymore. But what does the Bible say? I can't even find it. Lord. Maybe you better pray for me. I'm not doing a good job. Verse 18, thank you. See, there's an answered prayer right there. For through him we have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Through Christ, our mediator. But it's how? By the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit breathes prayers. The Spirit leads us in prayer. The Spirit tells us what to pray. The Spirit, when the Spirit of God tells us to pray about something, you know, you can immediately have faith that God's going to answer your petitions, right? Because the prayer came from God, right from the throne of God. You know, prayer is deliberate. Philippians, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. You know, I don't know if you figured this out yet, but sometimes we would rather worry than pray. Sometimes we think that, you know, we have a martyr complex. And we are some kind of martyr by worrying about something. And we're going to carry this thing, you know, we're just going to carry this thing along, you know, I'm going to, you know, carry the burden. But God says, no, pray about it. And you know, prayer is a deliberate choice instead of being anxious unnecessarily, instead of worrying, instead of carrying something. It's a deliberate choice to say, you know, the answer is God. And I'm going to turn to God. Prayer is deliberate. And it isn't always what we do, is it? But to pray without ceasing, it has to be deliberate. Now, ask and ye shall receive. How simple can you get? Prayer is the key to receiving. Isn't that true? You know, it's so simple. You know, one night I was going to give out candy. And Toodaloo came up to me. And she says, "Pastor, can we have candy?" I couldn't refuse. You know, prayer, asking is the key to receiving. Amen? Asking is the key to receiving. You know, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give good things to them that ask Him? Prayer is the key to receiving. What would happen if this really became the byword of the people of God? Jesus said, "This kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting." Peter was in prison, going to be murdered the next day, killed the next day, and the Bible says, and the church prayed without ceasing. Could it be that there's never been a time in our lives as a nation that we need prayer more than ever before? Could it be that this is a time in history, in Christianity, that we need prayer more than any other time? Remember years ago, I don't know how many years ago, 30 years ago. We always had prayer on Wednesday night. And I don't know how it was going, but we had about a 7 to 8 service. And the preliminaries and the preaching would be done at 7:45, and then we'd pray for 15 minutes. And one dear member came up to me and says, "Pastor, I thought this was prayer meeting night. I thought this was prayer meeting night. We're only praying 15 minutes. We're missing the point. We need to be praying." You know, I haven't done it for a long time. But once in a while, someone said to me, "Pastor, you know we got a camera in the lobby? Why don't you take a look at the people who leave after the preaching on Wednesday night?" And they showed it to me. It was very discouraging. And I think one thing that, I don't know exactly what I was thinking, but thinking back on it, you know who was leaving? The people who needed to pray the most. Those were the ones that were leaving. Isn't that how it goes? That's how we are. The person who needs to pray the most prays the least. Because it's all about spiritual life, all about spiritual strength. It's all about walking with God. It's all about being right with God. Pray without ceasing. Have you ceased to pray? In any area? Have you ceased to pray for the loved ones you need to pray for? Have you ceased to pray for the big prayers? Have you ceased to pray? Family devotions. Lots of different areas. That's the key to the church. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. What a wonderful, important, significant advice to a church. Pray without ceasing. You know, the early church gave us the example, didn't it? Acts chapter 2. About the 3,000 souls that received the word were baptized and added to the church. And I always like what it says, and they, that talks about these 3,000, they received the word, were baptized, and they added to the church. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, that's the preaching, teaching of the word of God, and fellowship, that's the partnership of the gospel, and breaking of bread, there's the worship of the Lord and the Lord's Supper, and in prayers. Amen. And you know, that's the key. This simple verse. But you know, anybody joins the church, if they're really joining the church, they're going to add power to the church. Because that's all the more prayer. Amen. They're going to be here on Wednesday night. Amen. And by the way, we have a little prayer time, 6 o'clock before the service and in the back room every Sunday night. We could use a few more people back there. We need prayer. Pray without ceasing. Isn't it true? Now, if a person doesn't think that there's any need today, they aren't going to pray. If people don't think there's a spiritual battle, they're not going to pray. You know, if people don't want to accomplish anything for God, they're not going to pray. People don't have any goals for their life. They don't have any aims to reach people with Christ, for Christ. Why would they pray? Maybe they'd pray for, you know, jamming their toe against the door or something. But real prayer. That's the key. Young person. You know, us old timers, we know we got flesh and we don't pray like we ought to, but do you think that you pray like you ought to? What would you think about it? That Mr. Phil, while you were practicing for choir, and you had a bunch of guys in your Sunday school room praying for Sunday school, they might have to get you a defibrillator for a heart attack, Bert. And wouldn't that be great? Wow. Prayer. I just say that because many times that's the last thing. And yet the Bible says pray without ceasing. I remember, I think it was Don Camp, he preached one time. He says, now if you want to, and this is true. He says, if you want to pray, preach a message, somebody get convicted, just pray, preach on prayer, because nobody ever prays like they ought to. But that's not the purpose of this message. The purpose of the message is the Bible says pray without ceasing. And we ought to take time to think about all the areas of our life that we maybe stop praying about. Maybe we ought to think about the times of prayer that we used to pray, be part of, and we don't pray about. We aren't in anymore, whether it's men's prayer or whether it's family prayer or whether it's ladies' prayer or whatever it is. Prayer. Pray without ceasing. Isn't it amazing how much different our life would be if prayer was like breathing? And we go through so periods of time in the day we don't even pray. When actually that's what we should be doing, amen? So there's times of prayer, specific times. There's attitudes of prayer. There's ejaculations of prayer, moments, crying out to God at any time, turning to God throughout the day. Prayer. Pray without ceasing. And the more that we're on the line for the Lord, the more we realize that that's the only thing that really counts. Think about those three words. Pray without ceasing. Let's pray. Father, no rocket scientist, a science here, Lord. This is as plain as day, simple as can be, as clear as can be read. It's not a hypothesis, it's a command. It's either real or it isn't. Something significant that we practice. Obviously, Lord, something that we know has to be renewed continually, shored up, returned to, guarded. Because, Lord, we have a tendency always downward, except we look to you and let you work in our life. Lord, so we ask that you would use this truth this week, maybe even tonight. Maybe some children would get a hold of this. Maybe some need to count how many seconds a day they pray and how much of the rest of the day they don't. We could be embarrassed. But Lord, might this be truth your Holy Spirit will use in our lives. And truly, might it be, as someone has said, that God works when people pray. So, Lord, we give the invitation to you. Our whole life, our days of our lives, our thoughts, our spirit is all before you. How you want to have this truth permeate our soul. May it be so, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.